What's up? Good morning. It's an early run. I'm out of town. Had to take my grandmama. It's my birthday, but I'm actually taking my grandmama out for her birthday. Because her birthday, she turned 86 last month, and she wanted to do something. So I took her and my mom out for her birthday, but it's actually my birthday. Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about this kind of controversial, but not too controversial. But I don't think, first of all, ladies are not going to agree with it anyway. Today, I want to talk about, is it okay to run the red light in the bedroom? Now, when I say red light in the bedroom, I am talking about that time of month. And most ladies will say no. And a lot of men will be down with this. And before we get started, I won't say what my answer is. But a period ain't never stopped anything but a sentence. And I repeat, a period don't stop anything but a sentence. Now, and women, stop saying that men are nasty. Because I know for a fact that a man will sleep with a woman on a cycle, period, or menstruation, whatever y'all want to call it. But one thing y'all need to realize, he's not doing this to every woman that he sleeps with. When a woman is on her period, when a man sleeps with you, a woman that's on her period, it's kind of like going to the family dinner and choosing the potato salad or not. It's like that particular potato salad that you like. You got to know a lot about, like, if you eat potato salad, you got to know a lot about that potato salad. Because black people, we are funny about potato salad. Because it got to be the certain person potato salad. Okay. When it comes to men sleeping with women that time of month, it's just that we feel the same way. Certain things we just not interested in, or certain women we're just not interested in doing that too. But if we like or really trust that woman, now and that one person, we will be okay with it. We'll get the towel. But women, y'all need to understand, we're not going to do this to every woman. Every man has had that woman in his life that he's dated or that he's married or whatever. You hold her in a whole different category of women that you dealt with. Because it's kind of like, y'all look at it like we're nasty. We look at it like it's a trust level, because we're just not going to do it. And that's not speaking for all men. It's just some men. And the reason it's called menstruation is because men are frustrated during that time of the month. It's for some reason we want sex bad during that time of month. Women, when y'all are crampy, moody, and sometimes y'all get mean at this time of the month. With all this going on, it should be called, instead of menstruation, hell, I think they should call it womanstration. That's what I think. It's about time that they changed the name up. It's womanstration. But if this is going on, like I can say, women, don't Don't look at your man in any other kind of way. Now, and if you know you cramping, you hurting down there, you need to learn your man's sex drive, the level of sex that he likes. Some can wait. Some men can wait. And some will find a way to bust a nut. But ladies, don't let a bleeding vagina and cramping be a reason that a side chick slide in your man's DM or get comfortable with him at that vulnerable moment. And I say this, and yes, if he loves you, he should understand and be willing to wait. I say that because it shouldn't be because she couldn't do something and he's just willing to go out there and cheat. And I'm saying this loud and clear. Yes, he should be able to wait 3 or 4 days if he loves you. 3 or 4 days. He should be able to wait. Sometime he might can't wait. But if he can't wait, he didn't love you anyway. But on the joking side, women don't understand the feeling of an erection and not being able to get any from a man. It's, well, back in the day, and I know I don't hear it as much now, but it's called blue balls, ladies. Blue balls is very uncomfortable to me. It's our version of cramping. So that time of month, you're not alone. Blue balls is when a male, we want it real bad. And if you want it real bad and you can't get it, it's like your testicles, your balls, they hurt real bad. It's a real sore feeling. Because sometimes, you know, even like if a man is with a woman and he's trying his best to get some, but for some reason she turns him down, she say no. That feeling that he's left with is a real painful feeling. The feeling wears off, but it really hurts. So I guess it's the male version of cramping and stuff like that. It's called blue balls. And ladies, if you're listening right now, don't be a BB, a blue baller. Some of y'all might, y'all might think I'm joking, but ladies, y'all might need to look it up. It's, like I said, it's when a man, he's real horny, he wants sex, he has an erection, and he end up not getting any. So he's left with an erection for a day or two or whatever. But it's a bad feeling. Now, to be honest, I have experienced that feeling, and it's not a good feeling. And ladies, if you have cramps and pains that has nothing to do with a dental problem, cramps and pains don't have nothing to do with a dental problem. Hopefully that didn't go over your head. I say again, just because your stomach hurting, it has nothing to do with your mouth. There are so many harmful things that can come in contact with your lips, ladies. So don't turn down a sausage. If your vagina bleeding, if your vagina is bleeding, don't turn down the sausage to the lips. Look at it like this. You probably out here eating pork, beef, smoking cigarettes and all. But think about it. When he put that sausage to your lips, unlike pork, beef, and all that other stuff that you putting in your body, you don't have to digest it. You can just let him put it in your mouth for a few minutes and take it out. You don't have to digest that sausage. Now, that pork and that beef and that cigarette, It could cause harm to you, ladies. But that sausage to your mouth about 5 to 10 minutes, it's not going to harm you. He's going to be happy. I don't know how you're going to feel, but he's going to be happy. And he's going to get himself off. And it's going to be love. And if you don't want to look at it like that, treat it like a sucker. Treat it like a sucker or a blow pop. Suck on it a few minutes until it decreases in size or go down. Just like a blow pop. When you're sucking on a blow pop, that's all you got to do. And your man, he's going to be all right. And let me see what else I want to talk about a cycle. And then again, I guess when women get older, some women have a hysterectomy. And I guess that's when they have the surgery and they don't have their cycle no more. The cycle is no longer gone. I guess women in their mid-40s or whatever I hear. And I know for a fact, like, it helps women out. So I guess the cycle never comes on. They're just free to have all the sex that they want. But I think it's like women from the age of 40 on up. So I guess, you know. And like I said, fellas, if you're listening, I mean, a lot of this is, I'm just joking. Because a lot of times a woman may have her cycle and she might be on only 2 or 3 days. So, you know. Don't end your relationship because you can't get none in 2 or 3 days. That would be real crazy. It'll be real crazy and real childish. And then again, don't be sitting there asking her how heavy she's bleeding. You know, if she's gonna bleed 2 or 3 days to make their relationship last, I mean, hey, get yourself off or whatever. Like I said, a lot of stuff I was saying, it was jokes, but at the end of the day, don't risk your relationship because your woman was bleeding in 2 or 3 days. And, you know, you just had to get off. Okay. This week in the news, Olympic medal. The men's basketball team won a gold medal. I mean, our hats goes off to them. Because to me, it seemed like during the whole Olympics, they wanted to make it like the men's Olympic gold medal team were the only team that were losing. Because they started out rough, then they got it together. But it was like they was praying for the USA team to not be victorious. And me personally, this year, I don't know, but I wasn't really into the Olympics like the past years. I would keep up with it. I really didn't care too much this year. And a trans person won a gold medal. And this is my thoughts about a trans person winning a gold medal. If you are a female turning into a woman, you're taking the pills, the shots, or whatever. If you're a female turning into a male, I can understand why you're still competing. Because men are naturally stronger than women. But I don't agree with a male turning into a female and competing against other females. But that's just my own opinion. I don't knock what anybody does. I just know I'm not cool with a man. He's born a man, now he's a woman, and he's competing against other women. Because somewhere, he still has the strength of a man. Now, I know that you can take hormone shots, but I don't think that's right. On the other hand, a black woman won a gold medal in wrestling. And from my understanding, I don't know for sure, she must have beat another male. Now, that I can understand. And to step it up a little bit, it's a lot of things that can take a L on this planet. But it's hard to be the black woman. Black women, do not give up. And that's all I have for y'all this week. Hope that you come back and listen again next week. And like I said, I don't know who listens to this. I just get a certain number of how many people listen. But I appreciate everybody that listens to me every week. I upload every Sunday. And thank y'all.